Joining us now, Haley Skorupa, Olympic gold medalist from Rockville, right here in the local area. It's so great to have you here joining us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Olympic gold medalist, fantastic. I want to know, before we get to what it was like to win the medal, I want to know how you wound up in hockey.
I started playing because my older brother, Dylan, played hockey. We started out on our driveway playing roller hockey. And when he went to the ice, I obviously followed in his footsteps. And at first, my mom didn't really want me to play, you know, contact sport, ice hockey. And then eventually she realized that it's something that I really wanted to do. Started playing with boys teams growing up and then switched to girls around like 12 years old. And then from there, I played for the Washington Pride, U19, and then Boston College, and then Team USA.
Now, has your brother won a gold medal in the Olympics by any chance?
No, but he was there.
Is this a point of contention in your house at all?
No, he's been such a supporter this whole time and such a part, like, great part of, like, my success.
Yeah.
So you went on and you played at Boston College. What's it like trying to get on the Olympic team? What's that path to get on the Olympic team?
Yeah, everyone sort of has a different path. You kind of start in high school. It's the U18 development team, so you kind of get selected there. And players, as you get into college, you're just constantly getting evaluated by scouts, and there are different training camps and evaluation periods where they bring players in for tournaments, which are also sort of evaluations as well. The Four Nations Cup and World Championships are every year, and so that's kind of the core team. And then leading up to the Olympics, they have like the selection camp where they select the 23 to 25 players. And then it's like a residency program where you all live together for the year before the Olympics. And then like it's just a constant tryout pretty much. You're not guaranteed until pretty much a couple months before the Olympics.
In terms of like growing Olympians, Maryland seems to be pretty good at it. I don't know what the deal is, but Katie Ledecky, Michael Phelps, and now Haley Skorupa have all come from Maryland. What is it? Is it the water? Is it what's in Maryland that's making this work?
Well, I'm a really terrible swimmer, so you can't really pair me with them. But I don't know what it is. I guess, you know, we've come a long way in this area with athletes, and it's really cool to see how far, you know, sports have come in Maryland, D.C., Virginia.
Let's talk about the Olympics. What's it like? I mean, actually making the team, you get your uniform, marching into that stadium. it's so incredible to watch. What's it like to finally be walking into that stadium?
It's completely surreal. When we were all walking Team USA, we walked into the stadium to Gangnam Style. That was the song playing, which was hilarious. You had like a bunch of Team USA athletes dancing to Gangnam Style, which was just classic 2018. But it was, so crazy to see everyone like cheering for us. And you're thinking, I'm walking in the Olympic ceremony, like opening ceremonies. What is this? And then the Olympic Village was unbelievable. You get to watch different events like with those athletes. Like it's just a crazy cool learning experience and just something that my teammates and I just really took in every single day.
Now, we obviously back home, we all got to watch you walk in because they're, you know, NBC cameras are like concentrated on all the American athletes walking into the stadium, so everybody's back here watching. Is Shaun White the worst? Sorry, I think I veered there, but
the worst?
Yeah, is he the worst? Like, who is the worst Olympian to hang around? Let's get to the real dirt here.
I don't know. He was actually very nice, despite everyone wanted to, like, you know, get a picture with him.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty, really cool about it and was, like, super, super chill. There was no point where he was, like, trying to avoid people or walk away.
Yeah.
So I was pleasantly surprised by how nice he was. Yeah.
Well, let's face it. You are all the cool kids at the lunch table. You know, I would assume that everyone, you're on the Olympic team. You're all the cool kids.
Well, I mean, especially after winning a gold medal. So now all of a sudden you win a gold medal versus Canada, where, I don't know, like I'm pretty sure they're born playing hockey. And against Canada in an epic shootout. I mean, we've all seen it. It looks like an emotional moment. Is there any way that you can put into words what that was like?
Just the fact that it went into a shootout in itself was absurd after a 20-minute overtime and we had a penalty. So we were like, please, like, it was like saved by the bell almost. But, once Matty Rooney, our goalie, saved that last shot, it was just like, everyone kind of just goes to a blur. You just kind of like, I forgot, I was like, oh my gosh, like I have to get over the bench and like throw everything. I was just like kind of frozen for a second, but it was so cool to share that with my teammates and like friends and family came, like they all came running onto the ice. My mom was one of the first people on the ice.
What's it been like since? Since you've come home, what's it been like?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. We went from Korea, flew to LA, was on like the Ellen show in LA, went to Tampa to go to a hockey game there. We went to DC, New York City, back to Boston. It's been just like a crazy media tour, and now we're kind of doing our own own things, but it's just been a lot of traveling, very busy, but so much fun.
What's Rockville been like for you? I mean, the town, and it's just in terms, I mean, everyone around here seems very proud. You know, you're coming from Rockville. How has the city embraced you having returned from all of this?
Yeah, Rockville's been unbelievable. Ever since when I made the team, it was just like the outpour of like support and just everyone, like from my all my schools, high school, my old teams, coaches, like family, friends. It's been unbelievable. I've been like reconnecting with people who I haven't like spoken to in such a long time, and to see that they were following along. Like, I ran into one of my old high school history teachers when we were in DC as a team, and which was like on the streets of DC. He was just like walking down the street with his family. It was so cool because he was like, I followed the game, like that was such a wild final game, like congratulations. He was so excited to like meet some of my teammates, and it was just like all of my worlds colliding, which was awesome.
Very quickly, where does Haley go now?
It's a good question. That's everyone asks, what's next? I live in Boston, so I'll probably be going back and forth for the next few months between here and there. And the next training evaluation camp is in August, so the next training cycle will probably start within the next like month or so. So kind of just savoring the moment now and then getting back after it.
All right, Haley Skorupa, we'll be watching and rooting for you throughout all of it. Haley, thank you very much for meeting with us this morning and chatting with us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.